Blog Talk Radio.
And you have the wrong background.
Okay, all right. This should be good now. And I need to remove all non-video participants. You got me, Ioni?
I don't believe I'm a co-host, so it won't come up.
I'll do it again. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do it.
Michelle, are you helping the
attendees
before I go live?
Yeah, I'm working on that right now.
Okay, Ioni,
I'm waiting. I removed them.
I'm seeing Dorita, Michelle.
Maybe you have to do it on your side, but it's doing it on my side.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anybody else besides you and Unique.
Click on somebody that doesn't have a face, click the blue button, and then it'll the hide.
Okay, I'm still seeing everybody. I'm not sure why.
I'm just telling you, click on somebody that doesn't have a video on. The blue box, and then hit non-video.
Okay, thank you so much. And Ioni, if you can turn your video on. I'm getting I. Thank you. I think we're going to have Bob to help us introduce I Am Unique. Bob Nguyen, so if you would honor us by coming, since you're on the show, Dr. Nguyen.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, but hold on, Mr. Bob. Anne, are you doing Facebook Live?
I'm doing it right this moment.
Okay, well, let's just go ahead and be quiet and do that while you do that before we get Bob started.
Everybody, just give me 2 minutes to just be quiet. 2 minutes. And I just need to confirm with Dorita that the countdown on Blog Talk is finished.
I am unique.
You gotta be quiet.
Sorry.
You're laughing. All you hear is Bob Nguyen singing, I am. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2. Hi, this is Anne McNeil, the master builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business. And we are excited again to bring you another My Investing Story. And of course, every single week I say the same thing, that I am excited because of the special guest we have tonight. And tonight, our special guest is none other than a very, very, very young lady by the name of I Am Unique Triplett. But before we talk about her and bring her on, we are going to share with you a little about who we are, what we do, and also we'll share with you about who we're not. We are volunteers with an awesome organization called Better Investing. And Better Investing is a 501c3 organization that has helped over 5 million individual investors learn how to invest with Stock Tools and the Better Investing Magazine. But what we're not and who we're not stock brokers, we're not stock analysts, we don't day trade, we don't do any of those things. We are just simple, regular people who learn how, through better investing principles, and better investing education, learning, still learning how to analyze stocks and how to invest, and also how to teach and share this information with others. My co-host and I, Ione McNeil, during our journey, are realizing that everybody has an investing story. And so in creating this program, this educational program, as a part of that journey, we're excited every week to bring to you another special guest. And so with that, I'd like to introduce to you not only Ione McNeil, but a very special person that's dear to both of us, and that is none other than our friend, Mr. Bob Nguyen, who's also here with us today. And he actually is the person that introduced this young lady to us actually over a year ago at our Better Investing annual conference. It was in Dallas,
Chicago.
We were in Chicago, and we were hosting our financial empowerment event, and we had a special guest who came and shared. And I, as a mom, I have to say this, Ione, she did remind me of you when you know, when you first started investing at age 9, 10, 11, 12, and by the time you got to be 13, you're so similar. So what I'd like to do is let me go to Bob first. And Bob also, along with Ione and I, he's also a volunteer with Better Investing. Actually, myself and Bob are I don't know if we're retired board members, Bob, from the
former board members.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Bob's a lawyer. He has this. We are former board members, national board members of Better Investing. And so with that, and it gives me great honor, Bob, I do have high regards and respect you. I don't tell you that often. Bob has, he calls us the McNeils, Ione McNeil, Lael McNeil, Ann McNeil, and Malachi Monroe that act like a McNeil, our grandson Malachi. But help me welcome our friend and volunteer, Bob Nguyen. And so, Bob, if you want to share about the organization, but definitely if you would be so kind to introduce I Am Unique to everybody.
Sure. It's my pleasure to be with you all today. And, of course, all of the feeling, sentiment, and esteem are mutual. And it's just wonderful to have this platform where we can not only share our friendship, but also share our passion for educating and empowering the next generation of Americans to really take advantage of what the country has to offer in terms of the dream if we are properly prepared. Speaking of properly prepared, we're going to hear from a young lady who is really still in what I call the prequel of her life. Oftentimes, we think about people who are already adults and what they can do and what their story or their journey is going to be. But the young people have such a tremendous opportunity to really define what their adulthood is going to be about, because they build a platform and the foundation for that while they're still young, before they've fully emerged into adulthood. I had the great fortune of meeting I Am Unique when we were putting together another summer program called the Go For It program. And that was a youth entrepreneurship program that we were running in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And just by happenstance, which is a whole nother story, I Am Unique came in and was one of those participants. I believe it was between her seventh and eighth grade year, which was about 3 or 4 years ago. She was a standout there. She already had her little jewelry business. She was able to explain how she sourced her product and refined the materials and put them into her own personality, and were able to resell them, make money, be entrepreneurial. That's what we were teaching. When it came down to the competition for the capstone, she, of course, was the winner. When we had other Go For It Summit events, she would always have a prepared pitch, and she would always walk away with the dough. So we said, even though we have mostly adults in one of our programs, which is our investment club for the Milwaukee Model Club, we invited I Am Unique to come in and be part of that. she mastered that, because I think of all the 22 people who are members, she has the highest amount, because she doesn't miss a month in bringing in her $25 that we're all expected to. And she's been learning now, investing, and can really tell you a little bit about the portfolio she has and so on. And she also has her own account, but that's her business. So I'll let her decide if she wants to share a little bit about her own investment account as well. I just know that part of I Am Unique, but I also know that she's very accomplished in forensics. She is studying to become a nurse. I think that's a wonderful and noble profession. I just still hold out hope that she might gravitate back over to the high finance world. And now she's actually putting together a youth leadership team for us in Milwaukee, just very quietly letting us connect with other youth who are like-minded that would be willing to learn in some depth what it takes to master the market economy, which we are doing through our investment process. With that, I'll turn it back over to Ann, and then you can let us know if you want I Am Unique to go right in or what to do next. But it's my pleasure. Thank you for this platform for I Am Unique, and you are seeing a work in progress that's going to emanate into a major jewel and leader for our country at large.
Well, Bob, I thank you so very much, and I'm going to yield to my co-host, Ms. Iona McNeil, and have her come on and start us off with the first question. We're so excited. I Am Unique. We had an opportunity to talk about it before the show, but, of course, we have to mumble the words so we don't give it all away before it's time for the reveal. All right, so, Iona, to you.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited that was able to think about you, to have you on our show. You may be the first young person, I'm going to say the first maybe under 18 person that we've had on the show. So we are actually very excited. And in thinking about different guests, we really want to bring on people that have a different story, a story that can connect, an inspiring story. And when I met you for the first time last year, I was actually very blown away by your story. So could you actually talk to us about when was the first time you heard about investing, maybe even the first time you met Bob, and how did you, from your own words, get started on your path?
In terms of meeting Mr. Bob, I met him through Ms. Frances Pitt, who's a member of our investment club back in Milwaukee. We were at a farmer's market because my sister was in town, so it was totally by chance, not something that we would normally do. But Ms. Frances Pitt gave me Mr. Nguyen's contact information and informed me of the entrepreneurship summer camp that he told you about in Milwaukee, and that is how we met. I went to the brick building and I met him, and then I realized that I had met him before at a school event that I went to through JA BizTown, I believe. And it was just, you know, amazing to, you know, actually get to talk with him and meet with him, other than, you know, just, you know, brushing by like it was the first time that we met. But the second time that we met, it definitely was an unforgettable moment. So, yeah, in terms of the first time that I really knew or learned about investing, it was actually through Mr. Bob. Before I met Mr. Bob, I honestly didn't know investing was a thing. I didn't know that entrepreneurship was a thing. I was just, you know, focused on school, and that was it. So Mr. Bob really, like, opened up this door for me to, like, understand what everything was. I'm still not 100%. I'm still, like, a beginner, but, you know, Mr. Bob made that possible, because, you know, now because of him, I know what investing is and that it is an option for young people like me.
Well, thank you. What was the thing that really attracted you to entrepreneurship and investing? What was kind of the thing that was said that kind of hooked you to keep coming back for more information?
In terms of entrepreneurship, it was simply the fact that you can make money by doing something that you love, and I love to make jewelry. I've been doing it ever since I was maybe 11 or 12 years old. My godmom taught me how to make jewelry, and it's just something that before I met Mr. Bob, I never thought, oh, I can, do this. I can turn this into a business. It was just a hobby that I picked up. And when I learned that I could, take jewelry making to the next level and actually turn it into a business, I was like, I think I should check that out. Because, jewelry making was a big part of my life until, high school, kind of, since I, lost time to be able to do it. But just the fact that, being able to do what you love and, work for yourself doing it and make money and then, reinvest it back in your business, that was a very nice idea for me. In terms of investing, a lot of people think that, investing is like get rich quick and everything, but for me it's just, what attracted me to investing is that it's a long-term thing. It's not just a, do it once and then, all of a sudden you're rich. So I usually like to take things step by step and slow. So the fact that investing is something that I could learn step by step and, get better with over time, that is kind of what attracted me to it. And the fact that, I could teach other people about it once I learned more about it, once I, actually put myself out there and was willing to learn about it.
Wow. I'm glad you gave that response, because what just dawned on me is that you were not taught investing in your home, correct?
Yes.
Right. So let me kind of think about one of your first money memories as a child. Were you only familiar with money in regards to spending it, or how was your view on money before you came into the courses on entrepreneurship and investing?
Usually with money, I just thought that it's just something that you have, and then you can either save it. Like, I was taught about saving. I opened up a savings account. But I wasn't really taught that there were other ways to accumulate, wealth or money other than just saving. I would get a monthly allowance of $20, and, I would just, spend it. I didn't know that, you can save it. I didn't know that you can invest it. So I would just, put it up, and then whenever I wanted to go to the store, I would, take my $20, and I would just, spend it on stuff that I probably definitely didn't need. But investing showed me that, every time you have money, you don't have to just, throw it away by buying unnecessary things. Like, you can save it. Yeah.
Well, very nice. One of my earliest money memories was when I learned about investing. The thing that really hooked me was that I didn't have to work for it. I could actually make money off of deciding to own a company or part share in a company. And I was exposed to entrepreneurship as well. And so I learned how important owning something is. But then after that, when I got introduced to investing, I realized, oh, investing actually takes less money than entrepreneurship, right? Because entrepreneurship started on business, you have startup costs and monthly expenses and all of that. And, we know a lot of businesses that are trying to raise money to become a business. But to then just jump from a regular person to a part owner and an already successful business, I was like, oh, this is much easier. So another question that I have is, What are some of the things that you look for when you're analyzing stock? What are those metrics that you're looking for?
Typically, I like to choose stocks that I know are popular, things that I've, you know, heard my friends or family talk about, things that I've heard on the news. For example, the stock market game that we're participating in right now, we were talking about Nike, and I heard something on the news about Nike. We were also talking about Amazon, and then there, you know, was something on the news about Amazon. Typically, I just look for, you know, world events and things like that. Like, as of right now with coronavirus, I typically looked at stocks that was relevant to our time, like Zoom. Zoom was a really strong stock during, you know, the beginning of the coronavirus because everybody was using it to communicate. So I just typically, like, connect what's going on in the world, you know, what I hear my friends say about certain things, how popular things are, you know, whether or not I, you know, like them as well, and, you know, things like that.
Okay. Let me ask another question about investing. Are you afraid of losing your money investing in the stock market?
As of right now, no. Probably because I don't think I've had experience in losing a lot of money because I started small. Right now, I have Cost and Under Armour in my portfolio, and I've been doing a lot of research, mostly inspired by the stock market game, on more stocks that I can invest in. I've been looking at Barnes & Noble at the moment because I love books. I love Barnes & Noble, so I wanted something, you know, that I like in my portfolio, something that, you know, somewhere that I shop at, you know, things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Talk to us a little bit about the stock market game. How many other players are on your team? What are you learning in the curriculum, and what is your team's process to decide which stock to buy?
Great. So the stock market game right now is a very, very helpful way for us youth to learn about investing, why it's important, and just overall how to do it. You know, it's a fun way. You know, it's a fun way to learn instead of just sitting in a classroom and just being taught about it and saying, all right, now take the test. You know, like with school, it's just, you know, you sit down, you're given the information, it's fed to you, you take the test, and then it just leaves your brain. So with the stock market game, it's really helpful because it's, you know, like a step-by-step thing. You can ask questions. As of right now, there are three other people on my team. And our process of the game as of right now is we go in, sometimes we discuss the stocks or bonds or mutual funds that we were asked to look up. Each one of us is given, you know, a separate stock. I was on Zoom for a while because that's the one that I suggested. And then we will go over the video that for that week. So we watch the video, we're given questions prior to the video to write down so that we can keep track of our answers. And then at the end of watching the video, we go over those questions and answers and make sure that everybody, you know, understands. Sometimes we go outside of the video to, you know, see if we can find any more information that wasn't, you know, given in the video just to get, like, another look. Then after that, we actually go in and we do research on the stock. So in terms of doing that, we use Yahoo Finance to look at our stocks. We look at the previous price, the closing price, the beta. We look at the 52-week range. And then we really like using the analyst graphs where people tell us whether or not they think we should buy, sell, hold. things like that, and that really is helpful since, you know, we've gotten used to, you know, doing it like that. It's really helpful to see what other people other than us, people that are actually investing in the companies, have to say. And then for those of us youth that have investment accounts or want to open up investment accounts, we can use the information that we learn in the stock market game for our own portfolio. So
but I really like it. I'm glad you like it. So for the benefit of everybody else, the stock market game is a 10-week program that we're offering to students of color in different communities, specifically Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, and South Florida area. Each team gets $100,000, and each team is no more than 5 students and no more than 2 advisors. And they're all in a race to see how much money they can make with the $100,000 given to them. So do you know currently where your team has placed, or do you know how much your portfolio is up or down right now?
I know for sure that we are 10 out of 17 in the state and 5 out of 6 in the region. I know that we have about $64,000 left in actual cash right now. I haven't looked at it today. The last time I looked at it was Tuesday. But I don't think I know how much up or down we are in the stock market. But some of the stocks that we have right now are Walmart, Amazon. We were talking about Target since, you know, it's around the time that we go back to school and a lot of kids are going to be either going to Walmart or Target. And I believe we are also looking at Zoom. We purchased Apple, I think, last week. And now we're looking at mutual funds and bonds.
Okay. Now, before I go to Anne with her question, I want to ask one more question because you said you have about $60,000 left to invest. How are you all deciding how much to put in each stock? I mean, because $100,000 is a lot of money. So, I mean, is there like a what's your comfort level and your teammates' comfort level is actually spending or investing bigger chunks of money, or how are you deciding how much to invest?
Well, we know that we have to buy at least 10 shares of each business, each stock, and as of right now, we usually stick to just 10. When we get to, like, because we haven't really discussed any companies that were on the, you know, bigger side of, you know, like the more pricier side. As of now, it's just stocks that we, you know, have in mind or that the team comes up with. So if somebody comes up with a stock that is more pricier, we will usually check the things on Yahoo Finance that we normally check, and if they all look good, then I think we're totally comfortable with spending a little more money, especially since we have more than half of what was given to us as of right now. So I feel like we're comfortable. It just hasn't, like, a more pricier stock hasn't been brought to our attention as of now.
Okay, thank you. And you have a question?
Well, yes, I wanted to just remind those that might have joined us later, just let everybody know that we're talking to a young lady. I am Unique Triplett, and this is the My Investing Story program. I also want to give a shout-out to Vicki Yeager, one of our volunteers from Better Investing that's joined us, and we usually give both her and her husband kudos and thank you for volunteering. But I wanted to also talk a little bit about the South Florida chapter of Better Investing, and I want to come back to Bob Wynn before you go too far into the game, because I think that it would be good for the public to know in terms of how this game came about and that we're looking at continuing to do this each year. And so We are volunteers with the South Florida chapter of Better Investing. And Better Investing, our chapter covers Gold Coast and the Treasure Coast. And that's part of Southeast Florida from Fort Pierce all the way through through the Keys. And so we are constantly looking for opportunities to share and to promote investment education. And so I just wanted to share that because whoever's listening from wherever they're listening, just want them to know that there is a Better Investing chapter or connect somewhere near you, and especially since we're on this virtual platform of Zoom. So I'd like to go to Bob Nguyen. Bob, if you can just unmute for a second and just share with us your vision for the youth stock market game for those people that, you know, Ione given an introduction, and Ione talked about her involvement, so we want to roll it up to you so you can share the larger vision with everyone, please.
Absolutely. So there are many of us who've been involved with financial education, and that we think that's very important to provide that background and that foundation. But in many cases, financial education stops at learning about saving, budgeting, and writing a check. Investing is a special component of financial education, and we think it's the empowering and the transformative component of financial education. While the stock market game has been used as a educational tool in classrooms throughout the country for years and years, literally decades, oftentimes some of the central city public schools have not brought the game into the classroom where the youth of color could get exposed to the game and get familiar and comfortable with the whole process of investing. That's more and more becoming important for one's management of their own assets, from going from defined benefit programs to defined contribution programs. And if you don't know what that is, I challenge you and really encourage you to find out, because it's very important for one's ultimate comfort level in retirement. So we thought, while we want to enhance the delivery of education through the school systems as much as we can, why not carve out another avenue to distribute education into the youth in the inner cities and the youth of color? There are thriving networks of community-based organizations all over the country that serve our youth of color. And we have the stock market game this summer pioneering a new distribution channel through our community-based organizations. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we have 7 community-based organizations, all serving youth in the inner city. I Am Unique is attached to one of them that's a partner with a number of the things that we do through Asset Builders, which is a nonprofit that is helping to lead this initiative. She is with Running Rebels, and we have 6 others, plus the ones that the McNeils are connected to in South Florida. I only mentioned the pilot goes until August 21st. It's a 10-week pilot. And if we see that the young people have learned, and we will document that by a pre- and post-test, as you can see from I Am Unique, that these experiences really do develop the young person's understanding of how the market works. It actually gives them a head start if they do open up an account and just buy some stock and have a long-term orientation, that they can be much better off into not only their older age years, but even in their younger adult years as they begin to understand really how the whole market economy works. So the stock market game has been going on for a very long time, but it's very new to the face of community-based organizations that serve a lot of the youth of color. We're very excited about doing this, and the Florida contingent through McNeil have added just a lot of enthusiasm and flavor to what we're doing. And our vision, to be very frank and blunt, is to just make this a nationwide program beyond a pilot to serve youth of color throughout the country, and any others that want to participate through this alternative channel. At the same time, we are still going to work to bring the traditional channels into the schools that have not used the stock market game in the past. We're developing a few youth leaders that will be champions of what we're doing, and I Am Unique is going to be in the forefront of our youth leadership movement that we have underway.
Now, Bob, for those individuals that may be listening to this podcast, which is evergreen in the future, and they are really interested in having a program in their area and or philanthropic and would like to make a donation and help fund the cause, how can people reach you? Because we always want to have an ask. You know, we share a lot of information on this program, and we want to ask people to go to betterinvesting.org and become a member. Right now, there's still a 90-day free membership. We want to ask people, I know it's going to give you a challenge at the end, about, you know, at least do one thing that you can do. And each week you come back and share with us in the chat. We want to ask you to give your questions or comments in the chat, whether you're listening on Facebook or the radio, or if you're listening live on Zoom. Let us hear from you. But, Bob, if you can share with the people, how can they reach you so that in the future they're interested in getting more information?
Sure. So one way to reach me or my colleague at the nonprofit that I work with is Asset Builders of America. The website is the name of the organization, simply assetbuilders.org. And I can also be reached through my number, 608-332-4423. There are two other organizations in the lead in what is actually the Collective Impact Initiative for Economic Inclusion. That includes more than just the stock market gain, but we're looking around for other strategies and channels to deliver even more financial education and entrepreneurship for young people of color. And one is the United Way of Greater Milwaukee. And the other is the actual platform for this game, which is Economics Wisconsin. But again, reach me most directly through assetbuilders.org.
Thank you. We're going to ask Marsha and Misha if they can both put that information in both chats so that individuals can save the chat and they can get that information for future references. Thank you so much, Bob, and back to you, Ayun.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob, for that and for interjecting that important information. The next question I have for you, Amique, is about your other investment club. You were part of an investment club even before you became familiar with the stock market game. Could you talk to us a little bit about, I think this is the cash model investment club?
Yeah, the Cash Investment Club. Yes, so I joined Mr. Lin's Cash Investment Club about 3 years ago when I was 13. I was either in the middle of eighth grade or approaching high school, I believe. And when I started, I was completely just like, oh my gosh, like, what is this? I have no idea what is going on. I'm still not completely familiar with a lot of things. I've been invested for 3 years now, and I still consider myself a beginner because it's not really something that you just, you know, catch on to within, like, a day. It definitely takes time. But, yes, as of right now, it's a really, really good program in Milwaukee, and I feel like if we can get a lot more youth involved, then it would definitely be very beneficial to them, because I have friends that I didn't even know knew what investing was, and they say that they would definitely like to have an opportunity to be a part of something like that, or, you know, just learn, because it's not taught in school other than economics, which really isn't focused on investing. Is just like the economy, you know, as a whole, or, you know, smaller businesses and like microeconomics, but they don't really touch on investing. So I feel like it's definitely a program that a lot of youth members would find beneficial. And I feel like, you know, if they have the opportunity, any youth member, if they have the opportunity to join an investment club, that is definitely worth it, even if you don't feel like you get it at first. You know, as long as you, like, keep, you know, have to stay consistent and keep on, like, learning, then I feel like it should be fun.
I only, if I could just butt in for 1 second, because I want to build on that.
Yes.
And I Am Unique knows I like to put her on the spot. But basically, I Am Unique, in your own words, try to explain to the audience what goes on at an investment club meeting. We know we're not perfect, so don't sugarcoat it. But sort of talk to them from your own understanding what goes on in that hour to 90 minutes.
All right. So, in the investment club, we usually, you know, discuss our current portfolio and, you know, what it looks like. Our club members, we bring $25 a month. So, you know, we have a time that we set aside for collecting money. We have discussions about different stocks. Sometimes we have presentations, like presenters. We have Mr. Gregory Webb, a part of our investment club, so he definitely is a lot of help when it comes to understanding stocks. So is Mr. Dean Jager. He's come to the investment club quite a bit to teach us a little bit more about investing. Kind of like the stock market game, if there is a stock that we want to read more into, we also use Yahoo Finance. Sometimes I use the stock app on my iPhone, you know, when I'm like carrying it around. But generally, we just research stocks. We generally go through the same things that we go through in the stock market game, closing price, previous price, beta. We learn a lot of terms because I feel like that is something that, you know, is also important. So we have discussions for, like, questions that people may have because, of course, it really isn't helpful if we're in an investment club if, you know, we don't ask questions and they aren't, you know, answered. So we definitely do that. And then when it comes down to choosing a stock or, you know, deciding whether or not we want a stock, we have a way of voting for that. Somebody starts off by making a notion to buy a stock, and then, you know, somebody seconds, and then we take a vote. So everybody who's in favor raises their hands. Everybody who is opposed raises their hands. And then we have a discussion about the decision that we just made. So I feel like it's really helpful to be a part of that. I've led that once or twice. Still not completely comfortable with it, but, you know, that's how you learn, by doing it more and more and more.
That was perfect.
Yes, and thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob, for that question, because the other question that I had was, what is the general makeup of the cash investment club? How many members do you have? What's kind of the age range, the demographics of your members?
If I would have to estimate, I would say there are maybe about 20 to 30 people that are, like, on the roster. There are about 2 or 3, I believe, youths under 18, including Victor Jr., who is a part of the Running Rebels. One of the youth members just went to college, so I believe that he is above 18, but, you know, I kind of still consider him youth. And then the rest of the members are older than 18.
So are they old enough to be your big sister? Are they old enough to be your parents? Are they old enough to be your grandparents?
I think most of them are old enough to be my parents. I think a few could probably be grandparents. But they're, I don't think that any of them are younger than 25, I would say.
Wow, okay. So many of the other members of your investment club, are they also beginner investors, learning through the investment club how to invest?
I believe so. Some of them, I think they have a little experience with investing, not so much as, you know, actually doing it, but maybe learning about it, hearing about it from other people that invest. I believe that a lot of them have at least some experience with investing, whether it's just, you know, learning about it or, you know, having an investment account of their own.
Okay, so I want to take you through a quick lightning round. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. How would you describe P-E ratio in your own words?
P-E ratio. I believe that price to earning ratio, like the price of the stock, in comparison to how much the company earns.
Yes. Great answer. What are the dividends of companies?
The dividends are what, like, the company's, like, return, like, what they'll give you back. And usually you learn to reinvest your dividends back into the company.
Okay, cool. What is beta?
That's the, volatility of a stock. It's, like, how risky a stock is. Under one is less volatile, and over one is more volatile.
Very nice. What is price?
Price is, like, it could be the current price of the stock, just basically how much the stock costs per share. You have the current price, the closing price that the stock was when the stock market last closed.
What is common shares outstanding?
Common shares outstanding. I'm not sure what that one is.
It's the number of shares that's out to the public that people can invest in. What is profit?
Profit? I think, like, putting in my own words, I think it is, because, like, putting it in, like, an entrepreneurial perspective,
yes,
I know that
exactly.
There are more profit businesses and non-profit businesses. So I think that, like, profit is, like, what a company, like, makes, kind of, like, some kind of like that. I know it's not exactly that, but it's, you know, something that a company makes. Like, if a company is non-profit, then they won't be, you know, it's not, like, they're not earning money, I guess you could say. And if it's profit, then, you know, they are a business that, you know, earning profit.
Yes, you're definitely on the right track. So profit is what's left after you take in sales or revenue and you pay out your expenses. And the way you get to earnings per share is that you take all of the company's profits and divide it by all of the shares they have outstanding. That's how you get earnings per share. So the reason I wanted to put you in the hot seat and take you in the lightning round is because we have a lot of beginner investors on the call listening into the show, and I wanted them to hear certain terms that you are aware of in your own words, because one thing to read definitions, right, but it's another thing for somebody to say it in plain English to help them understand. So thank you for helping us to understand those terms.
And I am unique. You could go ahead and just share the number one mantra that basic investors need to know.
So this is the mantra that Mr. Nguyen uses a lot. And even after 3 years, it still hasn't left my brain yet. it's sales drives earnings and earnings drives the stock price. So what that means is how much a company sells will drive how much they earn, and how much they earn will determine the stock price for that company.
Okay.
Yes.
Very much so. If anybody has any questions for Amu, you can definitely put them in the chat. Well, one last question. I know you mentioned that you have your own investment portfolio. You have Costco and what other company?
Cost and Under Armour.
Cost. Now, Cost meaning Costco or what's Cost?
It's the headphone company.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. And your question?
Ann?
Your question?
Miss Ann?
Who's saying Ms. McNeil to you?
You have a question?
Yes, Ms. Ann. Ms. Ann? We'll call it a McNeil standoff.
So I do actually have a poll that I'm going to launch for everybody that's on Zoom. It's just a quick question about your background. The first question is, do you invest in stocks? The second one is, are you currently investing in your retirement plan? Whether that be a 401k, a 403b, an IRA. And then the third one is, what other information do you want to hear about on the My Investing Story show? So is it stocks, is it mutual funds, index funds, retirement accounts, research methods, success stories? One other question that I have for you, Anik, is the Cash Investment Club, are they members of Better Investing?
Some of them are, I believe, because we went to a Better Investing session where we signed up for a free 90-day trial, I believe, and some people, I think they stuck with it. I'm pretty sure that we talk about Better Investing a lot in our investment club, so I'm pretty sure that they are aware of it. I'm pretty confident that a lot of people in our investment club are a part of it, but I'm not exactly sure how many.
Okay. And do you use the stock selection guide at all in analyzing and choosing what stocks you want to invest in?
The Better Investing guides, no. But we have these, I forgot what they're called, but you can get them at the library and it's your
value line.
Value line. We use those. We use Yahoo Finance. That's really the biggest one. That's what we generally use for selecting stock.
Okay. When you're pulling the value line from the library, what are some of the things you're looking for?
We definitely look at the price. I believe there is a graph on there that we view. I haven't saw a value line in a long time, in a minute, actually. I remember we sat down and we, dissected a value line, piece by piece. I'm still not completely sure what everything is on a value line. So I feel like that's definitely something that I have to do some more research on. But as far as I know, the price of the stock, the actual stock itself and the graph are definitely the top three things that we make sure that we look at on a value line.
Okay, perfect. Well, those are all of my questions. I really appreciate you being on and being a guest. With that, I'm going to give 30 more seconds. If you have not completed the poll, please do so. I'll be closing it soon. And do you have any last words on the triplet?
I just want to say thank you for having me on here. Thank you to everybody that's watching or listening. It was really a pleasure to be your guest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Miss Ann or Bob Lynn, do you have any closing remarks?
Yes, go ahead, Bob. I'm just going to make some comments about, we have a lot of people in the chat.
Okay. I just want to say how proud we are of I Am Unique, and we think that she's a great role model and example of what young people can learn, and we're looking forward to seeing her continued progression, and we hope that there will be many other young people that will follow her. We have a lot of ideas and ambition for the future, and we look forward to it.
Well, thank you so much. And Miss Ann, no one heard most of what you said.
Just a little technical difficulty there. Ione, go ahead.
No, no one heard most of what you said. We did hear what Bob said.
Yeah,
I could hear you, but no one else could hear.
Yeah, I lost internet for a second. No, I was just thanking all of the volunteers from Laverne, Michelle, Marshall, Dorisa, and everybody. Also, the people on live, Facebook Live, cannot see the poll, so you may want to repeat, Ione, the questions and the responses.
Well, it's really for the Zoom. They can join Zoom next time. We're out of time.
All right, so we want to thank everybody who's listening live and all also on the radio and on Zoom. And as we say every single week, please plan to join us next week because we will have another special guest talking about my investing story. And if you're interested in participating with us, please let us know. You can find us on all of social media, from LinkedIn, Facebook, and also Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram, and let us know you're interested in being a part of the show. All right. Thank you, and Ione, that's it. We can go ahead and wrap up the show.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you. Everybody have a great night.
All right. Good night. See you later.
Goodbye.